Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm blown away right now. It happens more and more often, but sometimes I come in here and I read all the news and I get completely blown away. I just get blown away by how crazy it all is. 10 years ago, one of these stories that I have in front of me would have been fodder for 3-4 hours of radio where we analyzed every facet of it. Now there are dozens and dozens of stories every day that have such incredible ramifications, it shakes me to my very core. Look at this story. It just went up at prisonplanet.com about 10 minutes ago. It's going up at infowars.com right now. Bill would protect big sis citizen spies from lawsuits. And I've given it the headline, a little different from Prison Planet headline, that shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity. And I've gone over the article and the legislation, scanned over it, and it's just unspeakable. This is so the cable person, the phone repair person, the plumber, the school teacher, the doctor, all of the people where you supposedly have attorney-client privilege, doctor-patient privilege, or when you're hiring a company to come in and do your cable, or when you're bringing realtors into your house and they see a reloading kit. We've had that happen to one of our writers, JT Coyote, and they call the SWAT team on you. And I've had a 12 years ago now, of course, a carpet cleaner saw a shotgun on the wall. I didn't have children then, so I had the shotgun, you know, up on a gun rack on my wall in my studio. I was doing the show out of my house then, the broadcast out of the bedroom, back bedroom, and he freaked out and ran off to call the police, and I was able to call the company and stop it and say, you know, this is Texas. My shotgun's not illegal, but it was like a $300 Defender Winchester cheap pump shotgun, and it just freaked the guy out. And that's the new America right there, and it dovetails with this article out of the Wall Street Journal in Dallas. The cab drivers are freaked out because now they're going to be put at the back of the line, which is key, at the airport, at Love Field, the airport there in Dallas, the city airport, if they don't have a natural gas taxi cab or van. Total discrimination. That's like Nazi Germany. Jews go to the back of the line, or black people to the back of the bus. But it's an environmental reason. And I mean, these are all just absolute bellwethers, absolute giant red flags of total tyranny. And you add it into the thousands of other surveillance blimps going up and drones and checkpoints and face scanning cameras. It makes my head spin. And then I've got another report here from Activist Post, amazing writers. It's up at Infowars.com. Police train that FEMA camps are perfectly normal. And they've got the training information and news right here where the media makes fun of you if you talk about FEMA camps, even though they're admitted in Congress and the Houston Chronicle's written about them. But then they tell the cops, oh, yeah, FEMA camps are good. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble. Do you understand offshore banks have stolen over $1,000 trillion? And they just announced at Davos they want $100 trillion more, which they can then leverage to $1,000 trillion through fractional reserve banking. I mean, the crime of the century, Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay type people have totally taken over. They set all this up. It's a financial dictatorship. I'm getting chills right now. This is so real. And they're training cops to put us in camps. People that know this is evil and wrong. Heaven help us. Total immunity to the goon squads. Ladies and gentlemen, my father has been approached by Homeland Security to spy on people. He went and talked to another dentist in his office. He said, yeah, they approached me at home. They're approaching all of the, quote, professionals. I've now talked to other professionals. Everybody's getting approached. I mean, they're setting up a giant spy network, and it's pointed at the American people. The government.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A very important broadcast lined up for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 27th day of January 2011, this Thursday edition. Obviously, tomorrow I will be able to tell you a lot more about the History Channel Secret Society Bohemian Grove special set to air at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern tonight, and I've got my fingers crossed. Brad Meltzer's done a lot of things that make us not trust him, and I tried to grill him in a nice way when he was on with us earlier in the week ahead of the episode. And he put in the proviso that, oh, I come off like a hero in it when I was talking to him off air. But he said the proviso was, but I haven't seen the final cut. And so we'll see what happens with that tonight. But I always try to take the field and engage the globalist, but we'll certainly be able to definitively report on what really is going on tomorrow on the Friday edition, and then, of course, Sunday. We had Dr. Paul Connett, a chemistry professor, on a few months ago, and he talked about the different radioactive isotopes that are in the water supplies that are being added via the phosphate mine derivatives that are added into the water that are named sodium fluoride but actually have hundreds and hundreds, in some cases over 300 different chemicals. Generally, it's about 150 or so, depending on where your city buys these chemicals from. And that's now, since he was on, hit the news in Texas that the state knew that this was in almost all the water supplies and covered it up. covered up the radiation particles, the radioactive particles of radium and, of course, uranium and other things. But that is just such a huge issue, such a huge issue. And I've even heard local talk show hosts on local AM, you know, make jokes about that when it came out. Oh, I guess the conspiracy theorists are right. There is uranium in our water. But then they laugh and giggle as if we're still bad because we're warning people about it and then laugh at us. People get into laughing at danger and making a joke out of those of us that recognize it and raise the alarm. And they've taken our self-preservation instincts and turned them on their head with many people. And it's our job to shake people out of their mind-controlled stupor. And so then about 3 weeks ago, the federal government came out and said, you know what, we were wrong saying put 1.2 parts per million sodium fluoride in the water. We want to raise the maximum level to 0.7 or to 0.0.7 from 1.2. And they said it is causing dental fluorosis, and children shouldn't brush their teeth with it. And, of course, all the other major studies are showing bone cancer. The list goes on and on. But now they're having to partially back off of it because the studies are coming out from prestigious institutions like Gangbusters that fluoride is added to many foods. It's in the toothpaste. It's in the water. And that it bioaccumulates like really nothing else in the bones and in the glands and the organs and is causing absolute pandemics of serious health illnesses. And Conant, when that came out, was out of the country visiting family. He's originally from England but lives here in the U.S., so we're unable to get him. But he just got back yesterday. He'll be on coming up in the second hour today. And if you've ever had any questions about fluoride or you want to hear it directly from Dr. Conant, he'll be here to break it down. Of course, we've had many other medical doctors like Dr. Blaylock on about what it does to the brain. It's an excitotoxin, and even low levels of sodium fluoride are like adjuvants. They accelerate and amplify all the other free radicals and dangerous chemicals. Very, 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 very dangerous. And if the yuppies out there could ever stop giggling and laughing and talking about the Super Bowl and actually get focused on real issues, we could have a big effect. Also, later, again, at the start of the show, I said some days I come in here and I see the news and it's like I've been poleaxed. I've been struck by lightning or something. I almost can't talk right now because I know the backstory of the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, saying openly and in countless reports that we've linked to in articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Bill Gates has done TV, you know, live appearances where he releases genetically modified mosquitoes in a crowd of people on TED TV. Here it is in the Daily Mail. Mutant mosquitoes, Malaysia release of genetically modified insects sparks fears of uncontrolled new species. And what have they genetically engineered these to do? To breed with the same species of mosquitoes that they're associated with. They've been genetically modified. And to basically make them not live as long, to reduce their biological clock genetically. And, of course, this is what the globalists can introduce into our population as well through vaccines and other systems. And that's exactly what the hardcore eugenicists promote. I mean, this is so dangerous to the biosphere, so truly dangerous to the public, so dangerous to the planet. But meanwhile, they've got everybody running around hyperventilating over carbon dioxide, saying it's a deadly gas. We've got to put taxes on it, while the globalists are manipulating the very genetic connections of the planet and introducing mosquitoes that from other studies we've seen, they've been developing to force you to, quote, take different vaccines. But then when you read, they aren't really vaccines. The mosquitoes are biological carriers of very, very dangerous genetic manipulators into the body. So this is genetic engineering going on against the public. And if they're admitting that this is going on in Malaysia and in areas of Africa and Latin America, can you imagine what's going on secretly? We've had a lot of research scientists on, and even the government admits that they believe that could be the causal effect, that the weaponized version of Lyme's disease came from Plum Island Biological Weapons Lab off the coast of New York. and that so did the big mosquito scare of the last decade with the West Nile. And so they're telling you all day how they're trying to protect you from foreign enemies and how you need to give up all your rights and have citizen spy networks and tattle on your neighbors and don't trust anybody but the government because terrorists might kill us any minute when you got a better chance of dying in auto accidents associated with hitting deer. There's over 400 a year on average. You've got a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting right at about 100 a year. Several hundred a year die from wasp stings. You have a much better chance of being struck by lightning, hitting a deer, and flipping off the road. I personally have hit a deer, but luckily I was only going about 15 miles an hour. My cousin totaled his car, almost got killed hitting a deer going 70 miles an hour. Hundreds of people die hitting other livestock every year. You can pull up the numbers. Hitting cows, hitting horses. The point is we're giving up our whole way of life, our liberty, our freedom to this big corrupt government that's controlled by offshore banks on record because we're scared of the scary men from Central Asia that wear turbans and live in caves. It's all hyped up and most of it staged. Now, that said, I'm going to get into all of that later. And I've got all this other news on the economy and the riots going on worldwide. And reportedly, the president, the dictator of Egypt, fleeing to England. We've got that report. Some of the biggest snowstorms and coldest weather ever recorded on the East Coast right now slamming in. Obama even stuck in traffic, even the great puppet emperor, 12 hours to get home from work in D.C. Those are the type of reports we've got here, thanks to the, quote, global warming, reportedly, as things are so cold. But this new article, I knew this was coming, but when I saw it, it's just the ramifications of this are so massive. And we need to get this report out to everybody. And I want to commend everybody. You made the two search terms we did yesterday, number one and number two, dealing with Obama's birth certificate. And that reporter that is an admitted, respected reporter and longtime friends of the governor. And he did say, I talked to the governor. He told me this and how he knows him for decades and knew him before he was a congressperson when he was a taxi driver. Then after it became a big firestorm yesterday, he went on Fox News and said, well, I meant to say I read about that in the paper. I didn't talk to the governor. And, you know, was he given an offer he couldn't refuse? Was he threatened? There's no doubt listening to the audio tape of that radio interview that he was very clear that he's great longtime friends with the governor and went to Obama's inauguration with him 2 years ago when the governor was a congressman and that he was giving folks the inside scoop. And I believe he's obviously been pressured or threatened to amend his story. He still says the governor is saying there's no birth certificate. The governor's on record saying that in the newspaper, but now saying he didn't confirm that again to him personally. Very, very interesting on that front. That's another one of the big stories we're going to be talking about today. But when we come back from break, I'm going to try to be calm and composed. I'm going to try to read this article on air. And then I want to go over the different facets of this and the type of society we're entering and exactly what this is going to mean to each and every one of us. And this shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity, is at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stasi spies with total immunity to break into your houses under the sneak and peek provision of Patriot Act to spy on you, to lie on the stand about you. This is pure 1984. This is Kafka-esque. This is so bad. It's just every day, literally hundreds and hundreds of revelations that confirm everything that we have talked about is true, except for one area. It's worse than we said, and I want to apologize for underestimating evil and for not being hardcore enough and really spelling out how just how serious it is. The COINTELPRO always accuse me of exaggerating when it's the opposite. Nine times out of ten, literally, I underestimate. And this is so horrific. This is so horrible. This is so unspeakable. And when you analyze the numbers of spies they've recruited, it is in the tens of millions. And when you get the documents on what they're training them in, It's all anti-gun, anti-family, CPS-type stuff.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Illuminati is striving for the beginning of the Age of Aquarius to have their world government intact? That means the loss of our national sovereignty, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Christian heritage. Is this what we want? The only hope for the nation to survive is to repent of our national and personal sins and turn back to the living Jesus Christ. Reject abortion and reject the taking of prayer and Bible reading out of the public schools. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
To create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
First, before I get into this new bombshell information, I want to just state on record that our film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, released last year, 100% documents the entire martial law FEMA camp control grid and how they would roll it out. The Emergency Centers Act, the Washington Post, the Houston Chronicle reporting on the contracts for FEMA emergency centers during insurrection, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, 4 years ago or 3.5 years ago, Army and Homeland Security and Marines running illegal checkpoints all over the country, pulling citizens out of cars, taking blood at checkpoints, All of this is being done. The citizen spy networks. I had a military colonel from the Army on admitting they were doing gun confiscation drills in Arcadia, Iowa. It's a two-hour film. You want to understand it all, it's there. I'm an expert on this. More than probably anybody out there who isn't in the government and at the top of the pyramid who actually are running this. I'm the expert from the outside, going to the drills, reading the FEMA documents, all of it proven. And there's endless speculation about do they exist. It is the Base Closure Act that ties in and everything we laid out before they released last year, the Emergency Centers Act, that act, to just get more funding and make it more official, codifies and proves our entire analysis, exactly how it'll be for homeless people who are locked up at night for their safety, emergency centers during disasters, or insurrection. There's no denying this. We have the biggest prison population in the world already. 4 million behind bars, 3 million in and out of the system. No one can deny the police state grid being put into place. And there's a story at Infowars.com by Milo Nichols. Police trained at FEMA camps are perfectly normal. And he links to FEMA documents that we've covered here on air, Unit 6 ICS facilities. And when you link through to this, and it's on page 2 of the article, it's training.fema.gov, you will read about the emergency camps. Now, I've been to urban drills going back 13 years ago, and I've been to many of them, where they train the police and the military with role players saying, I'm your brother, I'm your cousin, I've got rights, you can't take me to the camp. And they're running drills all over the country to lock down highways, check your license with buses and army trucks. They've trained police nationwide to drive the buses during mass arrest situations, which they can then use during these emergencies. But I'm going to be going over this. And in this latest article, a police officer pointed it out to the activist post, and they wrote about it. But this is what we've covered. Okay, they are training. It was just in the news last year that they're training the Austin police at Fort Hood for emergencies and sending them to Iraq to learn how to set up checkpoints and run license and backgrounds and take people to jail and line citizens up and face scan you and put you in databases or check you according to the DMV database. This is on record, okay? And it's totally unconstitutional. It's totally evil and scary and authoritarian. And the entire Homeland Security apparatus is pointed at the American people. It has nothing to do with Al Qaeda. So I'm going to be going over that. But here's the big article today, and I want to do this again. Usually I do this about once a week, but we've got to turn up the heat on this, and I want to get into our The Answer to 1984-1776 contest operation, how that ties into the V initiative, which is separate from that, but integrates in, and the huge success it's had. Just off the charts success. I'm going to get into that in the third hour, I promise, because we've got to cover it. I want to show people the V campaign on Google Analytics live on air for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It'll be archived for radio listeners who want to see it later on the web if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. But it is three times the traffic that the VTV show got when it was launched. It's one of the biggest trends on the internet, now running for 5 days straight since we launched it, 6 days straight now. And it is just showing the huge power that we have. Now, I want to do another Google term today, and then I'm going to come back and get into this article in detail. Shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity. I want to make the search term. And will this save the world by itself? No, but resistance is victory. Every day, launching operations, getting people to wake up, forcing real issues into mainstream media debate. Some of them hit huge, some of them don't have a big effect. But we know resistance is victory. I want to make citizen spy networks the number one search term today on Google. And I know you can do it in the next 3 hours. It will be the number one search term. Just go to Google, enter the three words over and over again together, citizen spy networks. And then just hit enter, and ram it up to the top. Now, Google censors us and blocks us out on the news and even a lot of web functions now we're now noticing. I don't care. Put it on your blog, copy it to your website, get it out to everybody, write your own article with that in the headline, get people to realize this issue. Shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity. Citizen spy networks is the key search term. Citizen spy networks. Now, we're going to break this article down, get into the FEMA camps, and the type of scenarios they're going to use to roll these out. They're not just going to grab everybody at once. They're going to advertise the camps as places for the massive homeless population during the Depression. And of course, there'll be a lockdown area for bad people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, t-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again. Go to gusset.com/America today.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Are we seeing the earth? We've got it. Are we seeing the earth now?
This is not a drill. This is not a game. This is life and death. This is not a radio infotainment broadcast. This is 100% real. I'm somebody who has nightmares at night over this stuff. I believe it 110%. I know I'm telling the truth. I've studied history. I've studied authoritarian systems. I've read the government documents, the think tank documents that are public. I've interviewed the whistleblowers. There is a criminal, illegitimate takeover of our nation. The globalists have gobbled up scores of third world countries using the same strategy, the same deceptive stratagem. They need to brainwash and incrementally manipulate bureaucrats, the general public, the military, the police, to carry out the abomination of total police state takeover, political arrest, confiscation of property and firearms that we are now entering. And they will use it at a key trigger point during a deep depression with massive terror attacks as an overlay blamed on domestic groups. The globalists will kill police officers all over the country and blame it on libertarian conservative groups. We've caught British intelligence, U.S. intelligence, and Israelis, mainstream news. It's in my film, the documentary Terror Storm. We've written countless articles about it. Just search British commandos caught attacking police in Basra, and you'll get London Guardian with them dressed up like Muslims running around shooting people. And then the British military attacked the Basra police station to get them out because they couldn't have them interrogating them or putting them on trial for it. And that was to get Shiites and Sunnis killing each other. Marines have testified. They've caught Israeli contractors doing the same thing. They've got units of other contractors out of the U.S. who've been caught. This is all on record. So I want you to understand, if they can't get some mindless idiot who isn't very capable to go out and blow you up or shoot you, they're going to send in commandos to kill you deader than a hammer. And that, of course, is in Operation Northwoods, U.S. government Pentagon green-lighted plan to stage shootings in Miami, D.C., and Baltimore, Maryland, and to shoot citizens, police officers, you name it, and blame it on the communists to start World War III. That program was never implemented in the U.S. It was implemented in Europe under Operation Gladio. I hope you're taking notes, okay? I'm not just saying this. You look up Operation Gladio, NATO option, it's declassified. Our government staged over 200 bombings in Europe to blame it on their enemies. You, folks, it's time to grow up, okay? I'm not risking my life to play games here. This is real. And they know if they kill me now or shut me down now or set me up now, that'll just underline and highlight everything I've said. But that doesn't mean they still might not do it. I have to face this every day. And I'm doing it because I understand how horrible it's going to be for you and your children and my children if these people get away with this. This is not some boss hog tyranny with just some stealing and some thieving by government. That's already been going on. They've stolen $4-plus trillion from the Pentagon in the last 10 years. They've stolen the pension funds. Even Bloomberg reports they signed secret deals 11 years ago to take the death benefits of all dead and dying World War II through Gulf War I vets. When the people die now, they don't get their insurance money that they paid into. That was an agreement with the Department of Veterans Affairs. I mean, look, they're not committing crimes like this because they think you're going to take the country back and bring them to justice. They're going to make sure we go into hardcore tyranny so they get away with all this. You understand what I'm telling you here? Choose a side now. And if you're still on the fence denying the stuff's going on, get up off your hind end and research everything I'm breaking down. I'm getting chills right now. I can't even hardly do this radio show. All right. We got to stop this. We got to peacefully speak out now and warn everybody and really break the trance that people have been incrementally brought into to just accept more and more tyranny. We got to make a noise every day, everywhere. I mean, every gas station I go in, every grocery store. I'm not just talking to the clerk now. I'm talking in the parking lot. Last night, children had gone to bed. We were going to watch part of a movie, and my wife wanted something from the store. I drove up, and I spent 10 minutes talking in the parking lot and to people gassing their cars up and inside, and they were kind of looking at me like I was crazy at first until they heard the authoritative information, like, wow, I'll check into it. But I was talking to folks gassing up their cars. It's a big gas station. I was walking around in the front of the parking lot. I was just standing there going, warning. I mean, that's what it takes. Okay? And the whole time I'm watching an hour of that movie, we got tired, went to bed. I couldn't even watch the movie. I was just thinking about all this. That's the normal response to FEMA camps, to checkpoints, to surveillance blimps and drones, to face scanning cameras, to citizen spies openly being announced in telescreens going in 9,000 locations, Walmart's malls saying spy on your neighbors. There's probably coming a time very soon that we're not going to be able to hear us on air. I'm telling you, I can look at everything going on, and I can tell you right now, if we don't make a big noise now and accelerate the awakening, it's already got the globalists on their heels a bit. That's why they're trying to move forward fast. They're fleeing forward. But if we don't really launch massive initiatives everywhere in your towns, your cities, to really get people's attention, it's over. Now, you look on fluoride. I've told people in the last year to go to all their city councils to file lawsuits, not just over the fluoride, but all the other lead, mercury, arsenic, the radioactive isotopes that are in the water, that has started. So the feds are backing off saying, okay, we'll take half the fluoride out, maybe all of it, because they know they can get us in the food and the toothpaste. They're adding it to thousands of foods. Almost every processed food has it added. There's levels that are deadly poisonous in many powdered eggs, just to name one example. And now they're kind of backing off. See, when we were going to protest and when we were all going to say no to the body scanners, they backed off for 3 days. See, they don't want to fight us on an open field where we have the moral high ground and it's a peaceful resistance. They don't ever want to show you your power. You've got the power right now to change this tyranny and sweep it away. And I don't want to be imprisoned or tortured or be killed and then not win. I'm not worried about myself individually. When you really grasp this stuff and you're a man and you understand what it is to be a man, nothing special, not a hero, just a man. How could you not fight this? How could you not speak out against it? How could you not do everything you can? Those of you that have been in denial, there is no way to be in denial now. If you know any basics of history, this is flaming tyranny. This is the most sickening expression of it that I see growing. It's like a tough 14-year-old who, when they're a boxer, is beating up 25-year-old boxers. People say, this is going to be a champ. This New World Order is about like a 14-year-old that is just dripping with evil, and I see it growing fast. I see its muscles bulging, the veins, the neck getting big, and it's growing fast. And I'm like, whoa, we've seen that in history. That's bad news right there. I was a mainline conservative, folks, a Ron Paul-type libertarian when I first got on air 16 years ago. And the listeners sent me documents and said, there's an urban warfare drill. I'm a police officer in South Texas. They're training us for martial law. I'd get in the car, go see it, interview them, get the video, confirm it, and I'd go warn people and get laughed at. I interviewed police chiefs who the Army tried to buy off. Police Chief of San Antonio. I discovered all this from real journalism. And then I already knew history, so I knew how to recognize what it was. They're not taking us down like they take down third world countries in a year or so. They've been setting this up for decades, securing their ill-gotten gains over the private banking syndicate, securing their thieving of the pension funds. The pension funds are gone. The private and public, it's already been stolen on record. They're now announcing the states are going to go bankrupt into federal and then international receivership. Just like Greece, just like Ireland. None of these cuts to government, which I think is good because we shouldn't be dependent on it. That's how they control us. None of these paltry cuts, these tiny cuts, are going to affect the 1.5 quadrillion. And now the bankers want 100 trillion on top, then leveraged to another quadrillion. Bare minimum. That's the fractional reserve banking slide rule. We're here. They're moving with their afterburners on, okay? I mean, I'm having to steel myself. I'm having to bolster my psyche and just go, I'm going into it. And a lot of people can't recognize what it is. I'm girding myself spiritually for the times we're going into. Now, here's the article. Shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity. Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. New York Republican Peter King has introduced a bill that would protect the army of citizen spies Homeland Security hopes to recruit under Janet Napolitano's See Something, Say Something Snoop campaign. They've already set up the secret operations. Now this is the coming out of it. That's all these telescreens are, to make you not trust each other and to normalize spying. And now all the new announcements of the government's taking over the web. Don't trust anybody but your government. I mean, the announcements are going to get crazier and crazier. She hopes to recruit her Janet Napolitano's See Something, Say Something Snoop campaign from lawsuits brought by innocent people wrongly accused of being terrorist or extremist. See, they need everybody hysterical reporting every cardboard box that flies out of the back of a truck and SWAT teams and million-dollar robots and everyone hyperventilating and shutting down highways every day all over the country. And drills unannounced at schools where terrorists take over. They don't tell the elementary kids it's a drill and it scars them for life. We're all just being trained to accept incredible crimes. A top U.S. lawmaker unveiled legislation on Wednesday to protect individuals who tip off authorities to potential extremist threats from lawsuits in the event they turn out to finger innocence, reports the French news agency. And you read into what they've got these InfraGuard and their subsidiaries doing. It's spying on their employees. They admit it's doctors asking patients questions, just unbelievably immoral and evil. It's demanding lawyers spy on their clients. You've been hearing about that. It's demanding that, well, they've announced cable companies and others, when they're in your house, they're spying on you. And I see the reports every few weeks where you have realtors in, they go in your garage and there's a gun reloading set and it looks dangerous and they don't ask you what is it. They're too dumb to know it says reloading. And they see a thing of black powder there, and they call the police on you. And the police go ahead and SWAT team you and go ahead and take your guns. Yeah, that's not illegal, but it was an arsenal and we took them. Do you understand? My father has been approached to spy on people for Homeland Security. And they went and told another dentist in the office. They said, yeah, they approached me last week at home, another group. They're approaching anybody and everybody who's in a prominent position. And most people get a little badge and a little stipend and totally get off on it. And they go to the drills, they go to the meetings, we have all their internal documents, and it's, are they smoking pot? Are they spanking their kids? Are they talking bad about the government? We're publishing these every week. Are they talking bad about the government? Go ahead and report them. That's Homeland Security in Oklahoma. And the net's so wide. In Texas, the Homeland Security manual says they use cell phones. Are they wearing blue jeans? Are they a nice guy? Do they keep their desk locked at work? And they're getting that paranoid, weak, power-tripping, control freak segment. Here's an example. Before I moved 5 years ago, I had a neighbor, this old lady, who would bring us, when we first moved in, brought us cookies. Then one day she called and I was on TV on the other end. I could hear my voice and she said, is that you on TV? And I said, yeah. And she went, and hung the phone up. Suddenly, she was at the fence looking at us. Suddenly, she was coming over and banging the door and saying, your cat went to the bathroom in my yard. Clean it up. And my wife said, hon, we don't have a cat. She said, listen to me, Missy. I know you're lying. Clean it up. My wife, who's learned to turn the other cheek, said, okay, I will clean it up. She came over like four or five times and said, clean it up. And we would go over and clean it up and go, oh, yes, ma'am. Knowing the pure evil, just menacing and asking about our kids and were we doing bad things to them. And we were like, let's get out of here. Let's move. Because she saw me on TV. She was going to show me. We don't have a cat. But our cat, the imaginary cat, was using the bathroom in her flower bed. These people are being turned loose on us. All the sitcoms, the dramas, where the bad guy that kills kids is a patriot against the New World Order, or the crazy scientist that wants to nerve gas New York, thinks there's chemtrails. You can see the demonization everywhere, and they're just setting it up. Now, going back to the article, this is so huge. House Homeland Security Chairman King, who is pushing the See Something, Say Something Act, wants to shield good citizens who report suspicious activity from facing the consequences of misidentifying innocent behavior as extremism or terror. So that way you can't face your accuser when the SWAT team comes to your house and kills you with a remote control in your hand. But again, if you read the manuals, maybe 2% about terror. The rest is then, do they have guns? House Homeland Security Chairman, who is pushing the See Something, Say Something campaign, wants to shield, quote, good citizens who report suspicious activity for facing the consequences of misidentifying innocent behavior as extremism or terror. And, of course, it goes on to also get on the stand against you if they want and lie about you. Isn't that nice? Their army of little lying informants. You always hear about informants going after patriots, and there'll be some informant who's got like 10 felonies or something, and they get up the stand and lie about you. That's why they want to get rid of juries. They know juries are waking up to that. Of course, this will only encourage untrained people to report any behavior whatsoever, no matter how benign or potential terrorism, creating an army of enthusiastic but hapless citizen spies. Because, see, in Walmart and the malls, now if they're going to call the cops on you and something happens, they don't want it coming back. See, they lie and tell you cops have immunity. They don't have immunity. You have immunity under the Constitution, so do they. If somebody's breaking in your house at night and you fill them full of holes in Texas or many other states under the Constitution, you have immunity because you were acting under the Constitution. Cops only have immunity under the Constitution, just like a citizen. Somebody comes in your liquor store, tries to rob you, and you got them down, you got immunity. Cops don't have immunity when they're acting outside. But see, now they're saying, we're not just going to try to teach you. What did The View say yesterday about Jesse Ventura? He thinks he can sue Homeland Security? Nobody can do that. There's no such thing. Two of the women said, like parrots after each other reading a script, as an unreasonable search. Anything's okay. Hands down, pants, you name it. I mean, can you see what they're doing? And every control freak, every demon, every gibbering nobody is being given the power now, and under InfraGuard, it came out 2 years ago, to shoot to kill. Under orders, InfraGuard can just start shooting employees in the office. It says under martial law, just kill anybody you want. Can you imagine the people that they've hired? King said the bill would extend protections from individuals who report suspicious activity anywhere, adds the report, making reference to DHS See Something, Say Something campaign, which characterizes paying for things with cash as suspicious activity. Yeah, in those new promo videos, it says we're always going to try to help you, but we can't always be there. And it shows people in TSA uniforms on the streets of Florida and at a football stadium. I mean, it's incredible. I don't know about the football teams. What's the football team that's Pirates in Florida? The Buccaneers. It shows them at the Buccaneer Stadium searching people. I mean, I told you they're rolling out nationwide with a bunch of minimum wage chicken necks on power trips. And they're going to come after your guns. And by the way, your neighbors are going to get part of your ranch when they take it. You know, all the time cops end up killing old ranchers. They'll even plant marijuana on the property and the cops move into it themselves. I mean, this is going to be so hellish. They're about to turn loose. Pure evil. Oh, man, this Congressman King is a monster.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Remember 3 years ago when MTV ran one-minute videos showing SWAT teams busting in houses, putting people in buses and taking them to camps just to acclimate people? They showed people being grabbed out of subways. This is what the military and police have been trained to do. I've shot video of it. I've made films about it. Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. You got to get into the hands of all police. Because police really freak out when they watch it. because they've been in the drills but been compartmentalized. And so they know it's all accurate, but I give them the full spectrum. Now let's go to this one-minute clip from MTV showing people being rounded up and put in a camp. Here it is. They're on a train, subway. The Holocaust happened, it says. And here's another one of them in their house being raided. SWAT team rounds up the family. And they're put in trucks. The Holocaust happened to people like us. Now, I have been there, and you've heard countless guests on the show who've been there, police, military, you name it, when they trained to have checkpoints and put people in trucks. It's Rex 84. It came out in congressional hearings. But still, there's this denial about it. Now, I want to show you Unit 6 ICS facility. And this has been brought back into the public's attention because a police officer sent it in to the activist post. But you can go right to FEMA.gov, training.FEMA.gov, and they all package it in, oh, for emergencies or terror attacks or for civil unrest, oh, and they do call them camps, and they say, we'll put up barbed wire around the sports complex, or we'll use the old military base. Well, what do we know they were planning in the emergency relocation program? What are they training the clergy response teams, the preachers, to tell their flocks, go to the camps, take the inoculation, it's of the Lord? What's in the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act? Rounding people up, taking them to the local sports stadium. This is all there. And they're now accelerating the training of police to acclimate them to this. But the police officer says, dear Milo, I love your site. I notice you haven't discussed FEMA camps yet, but here's some information that you might find interesting. I'm a police officer. Officer's identity withheld. Everyone in my department was recently required to take an online course sponsored by FEMA about the incident command structure. We've had emergency managers on from major states disguising their name and voice. Remember about the mass roundup plans in Indiana and waiting for a million dead and all of that, and hardening all the police facilities for terror attack. The incident command structure is the system of control set in place following a disaster, catastrophe, terror strike, or other such event. All of the documents from that course can be found at FEMA's website, training.fema.gov. EMI web/IS is 100LST.ASP. It's easier just to find this at Infowars.com. In particular, you should pay attention to Unit 6 ICS facilities. Here's the direct link. First, I'd like you to notice page 6 and 8 that is actually entitled Camps. In fact, show them page 6 and 8, please, where it says Camps. For folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we have that PDF up. Now they claim the training that camps are temporary facilities and may not be required. I feel that they do this to condition the police that the camps are perfectly normal and maybe necessary so that we don't hesitate to place people in the camps upon command. And then he goes through more of it. But the issue here is this is a cop who's getting a low-level general training. Then if you don't object, you get advanced into it. And I just sent the guys to Chicago last year, and it was foreign troops training to put American role players in a camp on video.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments.
Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Paul Conant's going to join us for about 45 minutes coming up later in the hour. Then I will attempt to get into all of the unbelievable. It just gets crazier every day, confirming the total globalist takeover, the economic news. Some good news. Congress will probe special exemptions to health care law that Obama administration gave select unions and businesses. So that's a step in the right direction. Republicans have revived a proposed legislation to force ISPs or retain all user data. Your browsing history, that's basically piecemeal part of the Cybersecurity Act. That's incredible. They're now releasing the genetically modified mosquitoes that are doing hellish things. That is coming up. But what I've been covering over the last hour is shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity. We want to make that the number one Google search term today, citizen spy networks. And I'm begging you folks to get this article and get it out to everybody. And to get the DVD, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, you know, those of you that have the means, take it to a duplicator. It says on the disc, copy and share, and, you know, make 1,000 copies and hand deliver it to your police chief. See, there's a bunch of things happening here. They're openly announcing tyranny so that those of us that are awake and know what's happening get scared and shut up. And if we allow that chilling effect to succeed, they've won. But it's also to acclimate the police, the military, the bureaucrats, the general public, that spying is a great patriotic thing to do. And they get you into the spying thinking you're going to be spying on Al-Qaeda, and you find out it's the American people. And that's confirmed by all the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. I mean, we get new ones every week. They publish stuff that was secret years ago just publicly. Oh, are your neighbors talking about controversial things? Go ahead and call Homeland Security on them. Is somebody coming in your shop wanting to use cash, bad-mouthing credit cards? Go ahead and call Homeland Security on them. I mean, these are videos now airing on TV saying this. And they typecast these ditzy-type morons who go, that guy just paid with cash. Homeland Security, he paid with cash. I mean, this is going on. This doesn't have to happen. We don't have to go down this road. Those of you who aren't cowards, speak out and get involved. And those of you that have been on the fence making jokes about all this, stand up. The globalists think they're going to get away with this. It's so wildly corrupt, so classically tyrannical, that there should be no reason they should get away with this. No reason they should get away with putting their hands down your pants and putting you in radiation scanners while the border is wide open and they've canceled the virtual fence and most of the physical fence. But we can secure Afghanistan and Iraq's borders. Look, it's for us. The banks have robbed everything. Don't you get it? George Soros is over in Davos saying again he's had a great crisis and loves what's happening to everybody. They've lied to you about the economy getting better. They've designed this implosion. They've done it over and over again in other nations. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're planning on the increased crime and the breakdown of society being the rollout excuse for all of this tyranny that they've been quietly behind the scenes getting ready. It's kind of like old World War II footage I've seen. The ship works in New York and Boston and other places, and they'd show a big giant curtain, and it would crank back on a big cable, and you'd see a huge ship, a battleship or submarine, and they'd chop the blocks, and it would just slide in. I'm somebody who 16 years ago had studied history, so I recognized, hey, what's that big curtain over there? What's all those guys in black uniforms running around? Again, this is a parable. Boiling it down, let me go over and look behind the curtain. I look behind it, and I saw this giant weapon system, and I saw them openly training to use it against us. I mean, to boil it down, the globalists have amassed giant spy networks, paramilitary forces, training, secret police, torture, every horrible thing you can imagine behind the scenes, and now they've started to pull the curtain back. And they're going, look at it, it's to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. And we go, well, look, here's all your training manuals, this is for us. Shut up, terrorist. In fact, that's in the documents, that if you don't like this and say it's for you, you're a terrorist. Well, you just proved my point right there. Silence. I mean, do you see what's happening? Oh, I think we're going to be able to stop them if you get involved. We'll be right back.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to get into the economy, a lot of other important medical news, like this headline out of the Daily Mail, mutant mosquitoes. A laser release of genetically modified insects sparks fear of uncontrollable new species. The fraud of man-made global warming becoming more and more evident as the much of the Western world locked in ice, record low temperatures since recordings began. That is all coming up. But finishing up the topic that's of great import that I covered in the last hour. Shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity. And Peter King, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, the outgoing chairman, he is openly calling for total immunity to citizen spies, and we've got all the manuals that have been made public where none of it has to do with foreign al-Qaeda. It is all gun owners, libertarians, people that don't like GMO foods, people that criticize fluoride, criticize the private Federal Reserve, people that are awake, people that know what freedom is. And then I went over Unit 6 of FEMA's website, training.fema.gov, where it talks about putting people in camps during civil unrest and the Emergency Centers Act and all the rest of it. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to get you concerned and awake to history and to get moving against this. And I know people are waking up. The globalists want to divide us along liberal, conservative, black, white party lines. This is about liberty versus tyranny, and we've got to come together and speak out against the authoritarianism that the Democrats and Republicans are pushing. The cybersecurity takeover, the telescreens going in. But if you look at history and study tyranny, and you read now what the RAND Corporation, Council on Foreign Relations, and others have been openly saying for more than three decades, they want an authoritarian system. You know, you pick up the January issue 2010, of National Geographic. It's, oh, the Singapore model. Tyranny is good. We need to have this here. Don't criticize your government. Sit down and shut up and everything will be all right. The giant citizen spy networks, and now they want to give them total immunity to lie about you, to spy on you, to be paid to spy on you. 6 years ago, we got the secret documents. 3 years later, it got made public. Clergy response teams, over 100 pages of documents on Infowars.com with phone numbers to FEMA. The pastor had him show up at his office and threatening in Ohio. They tracked it back and found out, obviously breaking into our stuff somehow. It was given to all the major preachers, and when we learned it was nationwide, they tell them, take the inoculation, go to the FEMA camp, turn in your guns when the government orders them to do it. But in the meantime, they teach them Romans 13, Hitler's favorite verse, do what the government says, it's of God. Well, we are the government. We are the people. It's our Constitution, Bill of Rights. Of course, Romans 13 saying when it's a godly government. Are we supposed to follow what Hitler said because he was a government, or Stalin, or Mao? We're going to go to Dr. Paul Conant here in a moment. I just wanted to explain to you that when you just look at one of these things by itself, it's bad enough, but you add the thousands of points together, and you know the ingredients that go into a tyranny in history, and then you read the RAND Corporation and other white papers on this, they are consciously doing this. There is 100% proof. They admit it. There's no debating it. America, the great light of liberty, home of the free, land of the brave, is now becoming the home of high-tech oppression. The home of East German-style spy state. Now, what's another big ingredient in this? And we're going to our guest. Here's CNS News, Cyber News Service. Congress will probe special exemptions to health care law that Obama administration gave select unions and businesses, a Republican senator. It's more than 500 now. McDonald's, you name it. With their hundreds of thousands of employees, because they give political contributions, they don't have to get the insurance that adds on average about 30% on to the cost of an employee. They've got to match it as well. So it's an unfair trade advantage. That's another big essence in the Soviet Union, in Nazi Germany, in Cuba, in Cambodia, whatever system it is. Authoritarians always, they control people by they can give you the letter of mark or the licensure to be able to operate. And if you're a Homeland Security spy, you get to walk right through the airport. They're now announcing that. They create artificial classes, and it's a patronage, like a peerage. There are hundreds of thousands of people who get peerage money in England just because their family served the crown well hundreds of years ago. Free homes, free everything. This is the system of patronage, of control, of peerage. Congress will probe it. Now, here's another one out of the Dallas Morning News, and we're going to the guest. Dallas cabbies play political football with city leaders. The drivers are outraged by a city initiative that sends natural gas-powered cabs to the front of the queue at Dallas Love Field so they can go drop their people off for the football game, the Super Bowl, and this is going to go on into the future. This is Wall Street Journal, and come back. It's an unfair trade advantage. And they say if you've got a natural gas car, you go to the head of the line. What do the Nazis first say? Jews and others, they don't get tax breaks. Now you can't be open on the weekend. Now you can't be open, period. See, this is how they control. Oh, you go along with the carbon taxes and the green jobs? You don't work unless you do what we say, outside of law. Oh, go along with the globalists? You don't have to get insurance for your employees. Oh, you gave a political contribution to the Democrats? You don't lose your Chevy dealership. That's on record. This is pure tyranny. It's all illegal. It's impeachable offenses instantly. The sky is the limit. Imagine, oh, you don't have a natural gas car. There's no law, but the police and Homeland Security controls the airport. So we say anybody with a natural gas sticker on their car, you've got to wait while they go in front of you and get all the prime pickups. That always goes with the uniforms and the surveillance and the spies, is that system. All you people that say, I don't care about tyranny, what do I have to hide? I'm an auto mechanic, I'm a school teacher, I'm a... They put in tyranny to make you a slave. You understand that? All right, I'm going to talk about it more in the next hour. I apologize, Dr. Connick, getting him on 15 minutes late. But I had to cover that. I'll be with us for the rest of the hour. But I want to talk about, after he leaves us, what it's going to be like living in the system. You already see a lot of what it's like, but this is only the beginning. And so that if we don't stand up and say no to it, when things are darker down the road and I'm in a prison cell or dead, you'll at least remember what I said. Okay? And remember that you were warned and told. And I'm not prophesying here. I know history. You were told. You were warned. Dr. Paul Connett has, for the past 20 years, given over 2,000 pro bono public presentations on incineration and waste management in 49 states in the U.S. and 7 provinces of Canada and 46 other countries. He has co-authored 6 peer-reviewed and published papers on dioxin, co-edited the newsletter Waste Not, provide expert testimony in court cases, critique numerous health risk assessment, and co-produced over 50 videos on waste issues. And, well, you know what, it's probably better for him to describe who he is and what he's done, but he's gotten the majority of EPA scientists to write letters, their union to write letters about how deadly fluoride is. And I wanted to get him back on because 3 weeks ago, the government came out in a press release, was in the Associated Press, and said, yeah, we don't want you to have 1.2 parts per million. We're going to cut that down to 0.7 as the maximum. And they admitted a lot of this, and I want to get his take on why they're caving in, what's happened, but what else is being put in the water under the name fluoride, and how big of a victory this is. Because it shows if people get involved, which is happening everywhere, they will cave in. Because we got the truth on our side. Dr. Connett, breaking down your medical background and your awakening, good to have you here, and then we'll get into this big development.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Yes, a very big development indeed. Yes, just to fill you in on my background, for nearly 15 years now, I've been involved in researching the fluoride's toxicity and the fluoridation issue. And we've just written a book on this, published in October, The Case Against Fluoride, with two other scientists, James Beck from Calgary and Spedding Micklem from Scotland. And that's available. You can order it through Amazon.com. And we're still waiting for a scientific response to what is essentially the scientific arguments, chapter and verse, again, why this fluoridation is such a stupid practice.
But specifically, you're a chemist.
Yep.
A prestigious one who didn't believe in any of this till you saw the facts.
Absolutely. Well, my wife asked me to look into this 14 and a half years ago. I said, what is it? She said, fluoridation. I said, take that away. These people are crazy. So I had fallen for the same indoctrination that millions of other Americans have fallen for. That basically all the people with white coats, the scientists, the regulatory agencies, the professional bodies, they all support fluoridation, and those opposed to it, a bunch of crazy nitwits.
Absolutely, and we have your amazing hour-long interview online on YouTube, Bombshell, How Fluoride is Killing You and Your Children, and your report, The Case Against Fluoride. We're about to go to break, but let's start getting into this, what fluoride really does, and what this new development with the government admitting there's, quote, too much fluoride in the water.
Yeah, well, there's two things actually happened a few weeks ago. The first one is the one you've mentioned, that the CDC, the Department of Health and Human Services, said they were going to lower the so-called optimal level, the level that's supposed to cause reduction in tooth decay without causing too much dental fluorosis, which is harm to the teeth. And on the same day, the EPA said that they, after 4.5 years, they were finally responding to the National Research Council's recommendation that they lower the maximum contaminant level goal for potential fluoride. That's the safe drinking water standard. So you've got two levels here. One is the level you put in supposedly to reduce tooth decay, and I say supposedly, and the level above which you have to take it out because it's too dangerous. And the National Research Council said the level has to be lowered. And that was the thing that everybody heard about. What they didn't hear about is the following Monday, the EPA's pesticide division agreed to all our challenges to the use of sulfuryl fluoride on food in warehouses, which leaves a residue of fluoride. And the argument that we used and they accepted is there's too much fluoride out there already, so we can't let Dow AgroSciences put more fluoride into our food.
Absolutely. They gas the food with this stuff, and then we eat it. And we did cover that here. Stay there.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Oh,
want to say that this whole fluoride situation is an example of the power we have. They just keep laughing at us, stonewalling. I've said, go to all the city councils. You have taken action. We've had the anti-fluoride poster campaign. I'm not taking all the credit, but a slice of it does go to you, the listeners. And it shows that it doesn't matter if we have the facts and they laugh at us, we keep pushing. There's nothing they can do. In fact, I'm glad Dr. Conant brought that up because that was in my folder to get to. New York Times, AP as well. EPA proposes phase out of fluoride-based pesticide. This came the same week, 3 weeks ago, but didn't get as much attention. We covered it here as them announcing, okay, we don't want 1.2 parts per million. We want 0.7. But here's the issue they're not pointing out. Toothpaste, processed foods have it. They're spraying it on crops, but also gassing crops. Remember last week, the guy went into a house that had the tin up to kill bed bugs, and the fluoride gas killed him, and it said right on the door, fluoride gas danger. The residue gets left, and so they claim 0.7 is safe, doctor, but when you add in the toothpaste and the stuff in the food and the pesticides using it, I mean, my gosh, what a massive load that is bioaccumulating, you know, as a chemist who studies this. And how could they hold back the truth when a decade ago and 6 years ago they had testimony in Congress, the majority of EPA scientists signing a letter saying take it out? I mean, the government scientists know the truth, and once the truth comes out, they can't stop it.
Yeah, and in fact, we have absolute proof that the kids are being overexposed to fluoride. You don't have to estimate it. You just measure it. They've admitted that 41% of American children between the age of 12 and 15, and that includes kids in fluoridated communities and non-fluoridated communities, have some form of dental fluorosis, which is a simple marker that the kid's been overexposed to fluoride. And that's what finally triggered this drop from 1.2 to 0.7 parts per million. But before we go on, I want to thank you, Alex, very, very much. You know, after our live interview a few months back in Austin, I went back to the studio, and your excellent production team created a videotape. They allowed me just to speak for quite a long time. That is the best videotape that I've managed to have done. My best interview, best statement. And I'm so glad that people are watching it around the world. And I hope you'll keep pushing that particular videotape. I just felt that your staff just allowed me to get the story out, and then in just under an hour. It was great.
Well, you know, it's had hundreds of thousands of views. It's free on our YouTube channel, on the InfoWarrior channel. But I forget the title that we gave it so people can easily search it. Do you remember the name of it?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I guess if they say it, search fluoride, so maybe one of your staff can look that up. One other quick thing here. The news about this lowering of the 0.7 parts per million for the so-called optimal level to reduce tooth decay, which is complete mythology, but nevertheless, it made headline news, and that was good for us because it suddenly gave a jolt to the American public that maybe people like myself who had some sense to them worried about fluoridation. So it was good from that point of view. But it was a deal. A deal was cut between the Department of Health and Human Services and the Water Division of the EPA, which said, more or less, if you lower the standard and make it look as if you're concerned, when we determine a new safe drinking water standard, we will make sure that it won't interfere with water fluoridation. And they come out and say that. They literally say, we are going to come up with a standard which protects the water fluoridation program. And this is outrageous. It's probably the clearest example of politics interfering with science on this issue for many years. It's down there in black and white. You know, when you're determining a safe level of a substance in drinking water, you should not let a program, however well-intentioned it is, interfere with your statement about what is safe for children to drink. And they, you know, further on in their document, they say the level which has a benefit is so close, to the level that causes harm, that we are going to abandon the normal safety factors when we determine the safe level. I mean, it's Alice in Wonderland, but very clear for anybody to view.
Well, you're absolutely right. We did find the video. It's on the InfoWarrior channel on YouTube. It's, of course, in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's where we post all of these first. And it's really the listeners who are members of PrisonPlanet.tv that underwrite us being able to get people in studio or fly around the country and just literally uninterrupted put yourself and many other experts on for hours and hours just to lay the facts out. Then my team also adds documents to every word you say. The video that could save millions of lives, Professor Paul Conant, Your Toxic Tap Water, Dr. Paul Conant, Professor of Chemistry, St. Lawrence University, fluoridealert.org. That video, we'll put it on screen for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Professor Paul Conant, Your Toxic Tap Water. Let's come back going to the facts of tap water and why you think they're starting to cave in. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., many days till 3 p.m., we go into overdrive. We're here live. We're back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. We're going back to Dr. Paul Conant here in just a moment. But it is the, 30-plus interviews we've posted where we've flown all over the country. We were blessed to be able to have Dr. Conant here in studio for the hour-long presentation that we put together with him, both giving a speech in Austin and in our studio. Professor Paul Conant, Your Toxic Tap Water, that is free on YouTube, and there's a whole bunch of different versions of it with several hundred thousand views. The particular one I'm mentioning has 75,998 views. I've also produced a video that's 10 minutes long, condensing it all with documents that's gotten over 100,000 views and needs to get 10 million views deals with fluoride. And I talk about toxic tap water killing you and your children. There's no doubt how deadly all of this is. We're going back to him in a moment. But if you do believe in what we're doing and you want to underwrite and get the higher quality and the podcast and the live streaming video and my book and Paul Watson's book and everything in one spot, PrisonPlanet.tv. And then that finances us making this all and giving it away for free. My film, The Obama Deception, over 30 million views online total, conservatively. Other films, tens of millions of views. Loose Change, Final Cut, I produced. We're here to wake people up. We understand the tyranny we're facing. We have no future if we're not successful. But when you do pay $5.95 a month or 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv, you get the higher quality audio podcast, just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new videos and things every few months there. Restoring the Republic's one of the latest videos with, of course, the Constitution Party presidential candidate who's done such a great job, Chuck Baldwin. Joel Skousen, The Tea Party Deception, Russell Means, Welcome to the Reservation, Inside Rand Corporation with Alex Abeya, Your Toxic Tap Water. I mean, that's just some of the new stuff that we put up there recently on top of everything else, all my films. But the special ends on Monday, you can get 5+ months free. It's 5.3 months free is what it comes out to. You sign up for yearly membership, you get 5.3 months free when you pay for 6.7 months. And you can also, on your username and passcode, you can share it. Up to 6 people can log in under the same name and password. We've set it that way. We've looked at it with bandwidth. We're able to afford that. So one membership is really 6 memberships, or even more. Folks won't usually be logged on to your username or passcode. Just if you give it away to too many people, you may get locked out sometimes when people are on there. But that's really our goal, is to get the word out. I mean, that's the overdriving operation. So PrisonPlanet.tv with that special in the online video bookstore, the draft Ron Paul t-shirts are very popular. A lot of new t-shirts we've added, ball caps. It's all about meeting like-minded people when you wear these shirts and hats, creating communities to resist tyranny. Infowars.com for the online video, book, apparel store. The sponsors, all of that funds our operation and what we're doing here. We're doing something very, very special. If you go to the Google Analytics or you go to Alexa.com and look at Infowars.com alone, it dwarfs Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck combined, now bigger than WorldNet Daily, just one of our sites, bigger than MSNBC, and our trend straight up. It's actually quite frightening, the amount of threats I'm getting and things that are going on. The system is scared because they know we have the truth. And we're breaking down the walls on fluoride and so many other issues. And I'm happy to dedicate my life and my name and my treasure to this fight. And I appreciate your support. We couldn't do it without you. Okay, this is a long segment, Dr. Khan, and I'm going to try to sit back and give you the floor to go over this pesticide announcement, what that pesticide fluoride does, what's going on in the water, and why. First, I want to hear from you. Why do you think they're starting to cave in? I think I know why. If the vast majority of the scientists are hopping mad that work for the government, if people are starting to file lawsuits over not just the fluoride but the other things that are put in under the name, they know that they've got to at least back off because this is an issue that they know has gotten people really awake. What do you think's happening?
Well, I think, first of all, it began with the Internet. People like yourself making available the information which they'd kept, you know, more or less to the priesthood, the scientists within the system. But now everybody has access to the science. And we've coupled that, and they've had two approaches for over 50, maybe 60 years, two approaches on promoting fluoridation. One was to claim that all the scientists and all the professional bodies supported it, used endorsements rather than science to propel it. And at the same time, the other finger was pointed at the opponents being a bunch of crazies. Well, what we've been able to demonstrate with the professional, with the video professional perspectives on water fluoridation on our website, that's 15 scientists explaining why it's a bad idea, a professional statement now signed by over 3,500 scientists from around the world, and lastly, our book, The Case Against Fluoride, we're reaching more and more scientists, more and more doctors, more and more dentists with an open mind. So they're losing their base. They're losing that strategy of keeping the scientists and the doctors away from the literature. You and others are making that literature available. Now, perhaps the most important literature that has now become apparent is the evidence that fluoride damages the brain. And what person in the world would gladly protect their children's teeth, even if it worked, at the expense of damaging their brain? And since I spoke to you last time, there have been another three published studies on IQ, or studies relating to brain development, have been published. So that brings us up to 25 IQ studies, plus another important human brain study. More animal studies indicating that fluoride damages the brain. But guess what? In the EPA's assessment of the new safe drinking water standard, they have made no reference, none at all, to all this stuff on the brain. Again, showing how captured the EPA water division politically is on this issue, that they think it's more important to protect the water fluoridation program and all the reputations and all the interests of the dental lobby who are concerned about lawsuits, etc. They're more concerned about protecting this program than the health and the brains of our children. And when people find that out, they're absolutely outraged. As I say, they cannot deny that our children are overexposed to fluoride. You can see it. 41% of American children aged 12 to 15 have dental fluorosis, which is a damage to the enamel. What they would want you to believe is that fluoride could be damaging the growing tooth cells in a baby's body when they're born without damaging any other tissues in the body. First of all, that's highly unlikely. It's highly likely if you're damaging the teeth, you're damaging the bone, and that has been demonstrated. But also, you have to worry about other tissues, the thyroid gland, the pineal gland, and, of course, the brain itself. The evidence is there. They're completely ignoring it. Why? I don't know. Tell me.
Well, to be politically correct, everyone just marches forward and says, I drink my tap water, I eat my food that's been sprayed with fluoride, you know, because the media says you're a kook if you actually know the science. But Dr. Conant, you don't get into this, but I do. I've got the Rockefeller Foundation documents. We've written articles, more than 10 of them, just in November and December of last year at Infowars.com, directly linking to the big tax-free foundations who are eugenicists. And they said, we're going to put things in food and water to lower fertility. Sperm counts down in the West by 87%. Women's fertility way down. We're going to come up with things to add to the water, the White House science czar, to reduce fertility. We know that they want to reduce IQ. This is a social control and population control system, and they knew fully well in the 50s when they pushed it what they'd done, and it's part of a strategic program. Our government and other governments will pay millions of dollars to single third world small cities to make sure they put it in. They'll pay to put in the systems. They'll give them new water treatment just to do it. It's not because they care about people's teeth. This is so cold-blooded. I think that's the final part of the equation that people need to go ahead and face up to. This has all been done by design. You probably, as a scientist, just absolutely, you know, just to, you know, the area of what the, of what the chemical's doing, want to get into. Yeah. But I mean, what can you say to the fact that they know this, and they know what's going on, and they just don't care?
Well, I think, you know, we left motivations to the last chapter in our book, and it's simply the most difficult chapter to write, trying to understand why people continue this stupid practice, which should never have started. Using the water supply to deliver medication is such a stupid thing to do, because you can't control the dose, you can't control who gets it, no individual supervision, absolutely crazy from the word go. So, yes, it's a conundrum to understand why. But you know, Alex, when I come on your program, I'm not saying that I agree with everything that you talk about. And you, when you bring me on, you're not agreeing with everything that I think. You'd be horrified with some of the other things that I believe in, attitudes and so on. So I think we have to stick to that. I will talk about the science. I think there's a huge question mark about motivation. I'm more inclined to think of economic interest. I think of the economic interest of the sugar industry, which was on record before fluoridation began, that they needed to find a means of reducing tooth decay without reducing sugar consumption. Knowing how strong the sugar lobby is, I think that is a pressure that needs to be thoroughly...
Well, Doctor, I totally agree with you. I mean, anything that the social engineers do, they have to get with all of their main lobbies, and they always go with things that help them on so many fronts. We know from uranium purification, from aluminum smelting, from power plant scrubbers, from the phosphate fertilizer industry. They've got all these toxic byproducts that they'd have to pay to dispose of or to store. And so if they can push at the end of World War II with all of this, you know, industrial waste sitting around, that it's good for you and put it in the water, then win, win, win. I'm saying at the social engineering top of the pyramid, though, they also like it because we know fluoride attacks the pineal, associated with higher consciousness and higher brain functions. It does attack the thyroid. It attacks reproduction. It attacks the bones. We know that from all the studies that you're such an expert on. So my issue is I'm saying that is a central factor, but I absolutely concur with you overall. Let's talk about the fact of what, when they call it sodium fluoride, what are they really putting in the water? Because I've read what the city of Austin buys and what's in that and pays, you know, close to $1 million a year. I've looked at, there's different variants. A lot of cities get it from China, and it's turned out that there's hundreds and hundreds of chemicals in there. So I have found and told people to go after cities and counties and water districts to say, okay, let them debate fluoride and say it's really good for you. We're already starting to win that with the facts. What about the radioactive isotopes that you write about in your book that's now big news in Texas? The state knew and covered it up for decades. It now turns with the federal government. Of course, they're talking about the cover-up, but not why is it in there, where did it come from? So that's going on. The lead, the mercury, the arsenic, the other things they're adding, I think that's the Achilles heel.
Well, yeah, a lot of people agree with you. Over 90% of the chemicals used to fluoridate public water supplies in the United States come from the scrubbing liquor of the wet scrubbers used in the phosphate fertilizer industry. And the substance that is produced in those scrubbers is called hexafluorosilicic acid. It's not made, it's not produced naturally in the environment. It's a toxic waste. It contains a whole bunch of other crap. It can't be dumped into the sea by international law. It can't be dumped locally because it's too concentrated. But if someone buys it from them, it becomes a product. And once it's a product, then you can add it to the drinking water. Outrageous, but true. And apropos your issue about radioactive isotopes, the same rock which is mined in Florida for this purpose is also mined for uranium. And therefore, one of the things which may well be in this stuff are trace amounts of radioactive isotopes, the daughter breakdown isotopes from the decay of uranium. So, yeah, there's a huge concern in this stuff. But again, why on earth would you put a hazardous waste into people's drinking water? So we've got two bizarre things here. Number one, we're using the public drinking water supply to deliver medication, which has not been done with any other substance since fluoridation began in 1945. And secondly, we're using the public water supply as a way of getting rid of an industry's hazardous waste. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. You know, if you wanted to do this rationally, supposing that somebody could prove to you, Alex, that swallowing fluoride actually reduces tooth decay, and the best way to deliver it is through water, then the obvious way to do it is to make up bottled water at one part per million and make it freely available in pharmacies and supermarkets. If you did it that way, you could control the chemical that you use. You could use pharmaceutical-grade sodium fluoride instead of industrial-grade hexafluorosilicic acid, number one. Number two, you could make up the concentration one part per million and tell people only drink 1 liter of this a day. That way you control the dose, the very thing that we can't do when it's in the water supply. And because you're using, if you use this approach, you'd use a minuscule fraction of the fluoride that is currently being used. And therefore, you could afford to use sodium fluoride. You know, 99 point plus percent of the fluoride that you add to water goes nowhere near people's stomach, goes nowhere near their teeth. It's flushed down the toilet. It's used to wash cars and everything else. And the only reason that they can afford to do that is because they're using this hazardous product, this industrial-grade material that the phosphate fertilizer industry is only too happy to have stupid people buy it from them instead of paying a fortune to get rid of it in hazardous waste facilities.
Well, I like the analogy of, let's say it's reportedly good for your teeth, which we now are learning it, you know, that's a fraud, and the government's having to admit it and saying, you know, don't have six-year-olds or younger brush their teeth with it, but still it's all on the store shelves. If I don't want to get sunburned and I put on 35-level sunblock, I don't drink it to keep my skin from getting burned. So why are you drinking this if it's supposedly for the teeth? Why isn't it just done topically? But shifting gears out of that, you now, and I can play the newscast if you haven't seen it, the Japanese government, U.S. government, Fox News reporting it, they're all saying they want to put lithium in the water to make us behave well, so showing they want to social engineer with it. There's a big push. And statins in the water, which a lot of evidence, medical science shows, isn't actually helping with cholesterol, and it looks like another fraud. But the point is, they're now admitting and trying to condition the public to move towards total medicalization of the water and turning it into some type of drug-interacting stew. And not to mention most water supplies already contaminated from runoff with Prozac and everything else. So they're on record, and so is the White House science czar, saying they want to do things to us through the water.
That's insane. It is absolutely insane. From a medical point of view, this is insane. And let me go through it again. Once you put it into the water, you can't control dose. Ask any pharmacist if there's any drug out there for which he would write a prescription which says take as much as you want. Secondly, you can't control who gets it. It's going to go to everybody. It's going to go to bottle-fed infants. It's going to go to people that are sick. It's going to go to people with poor kidney function. It's going to go to elderly people. It's going to go to people with poor nutrition. Ask a pharmacist if there's any drug that you can give to anyone, regardless of age, regardless of nutritional or health status. They'll laugh in your face.
Stay there. Got to come right back. Very good points from Dr. Paul Conant. We're going to continue straight ahead. I'll probably keep him 5 minutes of the next hour if he can do it. Then I'm getting into all the other news. Stay with us.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All of you can do something. You can educate people. And this free video online at YouTube, even if you don't have a computer, go to the library and email it to your friends and family. Professor Paul Kahn at Your Toxic Tap Water. It's 59 minutes and 12 seconds long. There's another 10-minute video I did a few weeks ago that gets into all the hardcore documentation as well. Get these out to people. This is why I do this. It's because I care. I mean, I have to go through a lot of trouble to keep my children away from this. And then I go to the store and it's just almost all the water says for babies, for nurseries, give it to your baby. When the government for, 6 years now has said people under six don't give them any fluoride. But they push it at kids. It's diabolical, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I wanted to go over an example here that Jaron pointed out a few months ago to me. And the number one allergy in the country causing the most deaths, it affects 21 million Americans. Of the most common allergy is peanut or other similar type of these nuts. And, I mean, peanuts got stuff in them that are good for you, but do we force all 300 million Americans to eat peanuts? Well, this is something we know isn't good, sodium fluoride. It's just incredible, and it kills so many people a year with the peanuts. And then now we see the record numbers of thyroid problems clearly associated with sodium fluoride, especially in women. We see the sevenfold increase in bone cancer in boys. I mean, this is amazing. Dr. Conant, where do we go from here? Again, they're starting to back off a little bit. Are they losing the battle? I mean, is the truth coming out?
I think they are losing, yes, and I don't think they can hide the dental fluorosis, and that will always be the driver here. But when people find out that it's more about more than just teeth, it isn't just teeth, that concerns dentists. What concerns parents is bones, brains, thyroid, and so on. One of the extraordinary things that the EPA says in assessing damage to the bone, they said, well, the National Research Council says we should look at stage 2 skeletal fluorosis. And then they define what this is. They say it's pains in the bones, the stiffness in the joints, pains in the joints, etc. We don't have any evidence of stage 2 skeletal fluorosis in the United States. We don't have any evidence that people have pains in the joints. They don't have pains in the bone. Give me a break.
It's epidemic.
We have 1 in 3 American adults with arthritis. But nobody is looking to see if there's a connection between some of the forms of arthritis and living in a fluoridated community for 10, 20, 30, 40 years or so on.
Well said. And again, 2,000 people are hospitalized conservatively each year from peanut allergy, 150 roughly die. But I see the statistics all the time. It's in the news. All sorts of degenerative disease of the bones and skeletal system, different types of arthritis, juvenile onset. I mean, it's a plague, but drink your fluoride.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about this? You know, there are certain things in this life we can't do anything about. You know, fate can give us a raw deal at any moment. Any moment we can have a heart attack, any moment when something is going to happen to us, the doctor's going to tell us we got cancer. There are a lot of things we can't do anything about. This is one, Alex, that we can do something about. We can just turn off the tap in the waterworks department and all of a sudden fluoride is no longer in our drinking water. And this is one factor we can take out of all the other factors which may be causing ill health. It's as simple as that. When the light dawns, When the political will is there, fluoridation is as easy as turning off a tap. It's a question of getting that political will, and to get that political will, we need more and more people out there in the public getting informed, and that's where I think you are performing a fantastic job.
Dr. Conant, thank you. You're performing a wonderful job for humanity. We're going to be right back with you in 1 minute, do 5 more minutes with you, and then I was just handed some devastating news. Gibbs said last week that Obama would be calling for gun control in the State of the Union. They're now doing it. I have the Newsweek headline, White House to push gun control. That's coming up at 8 after. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech soon. I was just handed this during the last break. White House to push gun control, but it turns out when I went to InfoWars.com, Kurt Nemo's already written a boil-down. He's got the sources at the bottom. Newsweek, CBS News, right there. Obama intentionally did not mention gun control in his State of the Union, but aides say that in the next 2 weeks, the administration will unveil a campaign to get Congress to toughen existing laws. So they have thrown down the gauntlet, and they use that drug-addled individual as a pretext to go after the Second Amendment. They're also going to use Mexico. They have a total gun ban, of course, in Mexico for the general public, but they're blaming our guns for that, even though it's admitted that most of them are military-grade, sold by a corrupt military to the drug cartels. So that is just absolutely incredible. Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech soon. And that is from Kurt Nemo. Our line went dead with Dr. Paul Conant, so that interview is probably over. But that was a very, very important interview that we just did with him. And again, I earlier went over the video here on air that we have up on one of our YouTube channels, the Info Warrior channel, the Director channel. We can put up multiple, you know, 2-3 hour videos if we want. Professor Paul Conant, Your Toxic Tap Water, very, very important to get that out to everybody. Dr. Conant, we lost your line, but we've got you back for 3 minutes. Closing thoughts on this. This is very exciting that we are having breakthroughs, but finishing up with the pesticide angle, because we haven't spent a lot of time on that. I think that's almost a bigger announcement that they're going to stop gassing the already picked crops that they admit gets deadly fluoride residue on it, and serving that to us. At least they're saying they want to phase it out. Looks like we need to put more pressure on that.
Absolutely, and there's a senator in Hope who's trying to reverse that, trying to endow agrosciences is going to be appealing this decision. So it ain't over yet, but at least we have the recognition that there's too much fluoride out there already. We don't need to be adding to it. What we need to is to complete that exercise and say, if there's too much out there already, stop adding it to the drinking water.
specifically, I know there's several different things they do to crops, but this particular scenario, they just basically, crops that are already picked, they just gas it, correct?
That's right, in warehouses and processing plants. And some of the residues that they were permitting were absolutely outrageous. 120 parts per million in wheat flour. You know, wheat flour goes into pizza, bread, cookies, candy, you know, you name it. So a kid that's eating a lot of pizza a week or a day, cakes and stuff, think of that, 120 parts per million is 120 milligrams per kilogram. So add up all the wheat products that you're eating and see how many kilograms that is or how many grams that is. And you could easily be getting, if the flour had just been recently treated. Their argument, of course, I should back off, their argument is that this is what they're allowed with a treatment, but it's not treated all the time, and if you dilute it with the whole food supply, then any individual is not going to get much fluoride this way. However, there is a possibility that recently treated batches of food are going to end up going to a particular institute at some point. At one point, they were going to allow 900 parts per million in powdered eggs. 900 parts per million in powdered eggs. That's what they were going to allow at one point. We kicked up such a fuss on that they backed off. But think about that. Toothpaste is 1,000 parts per million, and you're told only to use a pea-sized amount. And if you should swallow it, contact the Poison Control Center. Well, how many pea-sized amounts of egg do you have in an omelet?
Dr. Paul Conant, I want to commend you for your work, and thank you again for joining us, and I hope everyone will go online and watch your film at PrisonPlanet.tv for free on YouTube.
Can I have one thing, Alex, before I sign off?
Yes.
They are trying, Peter Vallone Jr., a New York City councilor, is trying to
Stay there, we're going to finish
up. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house.
That's HOMEGAIN150.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us, we're into the third hour here of huge news. Obama is set to announce anti-gun legislation, red alert on that front. I'm going to be breaking that down. Also, the V for Victory, Victory Against Tyranny campaign has exploded like nothing we've ever done. I want to salute all those involved in that. The answer to 1984-1776 contest has exploded as well. We're going to be going over all of that information, but Dr. Paul Conant is a prestigious peer-reviewed publisher of many peer-reviewed reports. He has tirelessly for 14-plus years exposed how deadly sodium fluoride is in the food chain. 3 weeks ago, the EPA announced that they are going to move to phase out the gassing of crops with upwards of 150 parts per million. They put one part per million in the water, and they say that's too much. That's 150 times, roughly. They're putting on your food. It's concentrated in so many of the products that you eat. Just absolutely incredible. And they're announcing there's too much fluoride in the water. They want to cut it roughly in half. Dr. Conant, some stations just joined us. Recap what's happened, how big this is. And you had one other point you wanted to make.
Yeah, it is a very big decision. For the CDC that's promoted fluoridation for over 50 years, or at least the Department of Health and Human Services, of which CDC is a part, to admit that what they've been telling people for all these years, that up to 1.2 parts per million is effective and reduces tooth decay without causing any problems, they've had to admit that that's wrong, and they're now lowering the so-called optimal level to 0.7. Meanwhile, the EPA is moving on reducing the safe drinking water standard, but the politics has interfered with that because they've made it clear that they're going to reduce it, but not interfere with the water fluoridation program. So one hand giveth, the other hand taketh away. And then, as you've rightly pointed out, the EPA, a few days later, the pesticide division, agreed with all our objections. We've been fighting this for 9 years and said they're withdrawing sulfuryl fluoride from the market because kids, people are getting too much fluoride, and they cannot sanction adding even more to the food supply. Now, what's happening around the country is more and more communities, as a result of this and other pieces of information, are stopping fluoridation. Yellow Springs, Ohio, a couple of days ago, voted against fluoridation. Yesterday, Calgary, the city council in Alberta, Calgary, Alberta, voted against fluoridation. And in New York City, the jewel in the crown as far as fluoridation is concerned, Peter Vallone Jr. has introduced legislation to stop fluoridation in New York City. Believe me, if New York City stops fluoridation, that's the end of fluoridation in the United States and the end worldwide. So if you live in New York City, contact Peter Vallone Jr., thank him, contact your other councillors in New York City and say, please support this sensible initiative. It will save New York City over $7 million a year when we need to save money, but also it will protect our children's brains and everything else from this poison.
Well, in closing, as you said yourself, I think of the hundreds of videos out there, presentations you've given, the hour-long one that we produced with you a month ago that's on PrisonPlanet.tv and free as a public service emergency warning on the InfoWar channel there on YouTube. Everyone should send this to your water board, to your city council, your county commissioners, your state legislators. Burn it onto disk. YouTube has a download function. So does So does PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn it to disk. Hand deliver it to them. They'll see a distinguished doctor, a chemist, with the documents, laying it all out in an hour. It's very well produced with him in studio with me, in studio, in our main studio, and giving a speech that night in Austin. Very powerful. Delivered it to them. Give it to them. Because if we can show with the TSA that it's wrong and back that off, with the fluoride it's wrong, with the use of depleted uranium that's killing our troops en masse. I've had the former head of the DU weapons program, Dr. Doug Rocky, on many times. They know what's happening. If we can do that, stop letting them use our troops as guinea pigs, we can have victory, 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 because we have the truth on our side. And just, again, in closing, when you were here a month ago, You got up before the city council. You had 3 minutes. Here yep. you are on your own expense flying to Austin. You get up during 3 minutes. They're laughing at you. They're talking to each other. We played the video here on air of them doing that. It's actually on the Mike Hansen channel on YouTube if folks want to watch it. And they just laughed at you. Now, last week, Fluoride Action spoke to them, and I just saw the video on the Mike Hansen channel, and they were not laughing this time when they brought up all the mainstream news about it being dangerous. And, you know, the point is, in the town I live in, these little laughing corporate lackeys, there needs to be lawsuits filed, okay, because they're not just putting fluoride in. There's radioactive isotopes, radium, you name it. That's big news in Texas. These little laughing slime bags, you know, need to be dealt with politically and legally and peacefully because they are assaulting us and our families. And I have to go through all sorts of expense to keep my children out of it. I've moved out of Austin. I'm now on well water, so I'm outside their evil control. But I do care about people being bombarded here in the city of close to a million people. But Dr. Conant, what a turn of events!
Yeah, it certainly was, and I wouldn't. I think those councilmen that you're talking about were extremely embarrassed when that videotape went out, when people heard about their insulting behavior of not listening to me. And what worries me is they don't listen to other people as well. They treat this public participation.
Here's a distinguished scientist, peer-reviewed, prestigious, in a fine suit, distinguished, giving them loving information, and they're laughing at you and ignoring you. They are disgusting scum.
But, Alex, let's say this. That day when I had the interview with you live and then went away to speak to the village council, some of the aides, and then came back and did that wonderful videotape, I really can't thank you enough. That is such a superb job that your production team produced. The best statement I've ever had on videotape. Anyway, in between that time, the aides, they all showed up. It wasn't just one aide that we thought we were going to speak to. All the aides showed up. They all listened very, very carefully. And I think it was because of the bad press they got on that treatment of me in particular. So I think they realized that they were, you know, that was a no-no. And hopefully other people will get better treatment when they testify in public. One last thing. If people do watch this wonderful videotape of yours, Toxic Tap Water, the best thing that they can do immediately watching that, after watching that, is to call Carol Kopp, and her email is nicekopp@aol.com. Nicekopp, N-Y-S, stands for New York State, C-O-F, Coalition Opposed to Fluoridation. At AOL.com. That's nicekopp@AOL.com. She's the point person for New York City. So if you've got any contacts, if you've got relatives or friends who live in New York City, or if you live in New York City, or if you ever visit New York City, this is the campaign to support.
If we can, because if New York City, falls to liberty, they all fall, or they rise to liberty. The tyranny falls, the liberty rises. Dr. Conant, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Bye for now.
Thank
Bye
you.
Bye.
What an amazing interview. And I just feel so good knowing I'm scientifically researched, knowing I interview the top experts, knowing we're right, and knowing we're having victory. V for victory, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I actually did even more research on where the V came from in England. And because I always knew it was used in the French resistance of the Nazis, in simple V for victory against tyranny and letting people communicate that, hey, we're awake to what's happening outside the Nazi control. It actually goes back to Runnymede and before that, the Norman invasions and other things. When they captured Anglo-Saxon archers, this goes back to the time of Robin Hood. He's really an archetype of that. They would cut off the index and the middle finger. Because to pull a longbow, it took extreme force, and it was the equivalent of, like, you know, the shotgun of the day. To pull an English longbow, you had to have those two fingers, especially when you release the arrow for accuracy. I myself have done quite a bit of bow hunting and enjoy it. It's an incredible weapon. Back when I was good at it, I could shoot a sapling at 100 yards. I'd tell my uncle, I'd say, watch this. I'm going to shoot that black knot on that sweet gum. And I remember out in his front yard, he goes, all right, I bet you $20 you can. I said, watch this. Of course, I had a compound bow, so it's easier. So once you draw back, there's no force. Once you've pulled it, it's harder with the classic bow because you've got to hold it while you've got that force. And I knew how to, with the sight, with distance, raise it a bit, and it just went right in the knot. And he goes, you can't do it again. I go, 100. And, of course, it's only in competition that I can be that good. Boom. The arrow went down. Of course, it was a metal arrow, and scraped it down and went into the knot again. Of course, I can't do that now. Back when I was more of a woodsman and hunted and fished constantly, I could shoot the same hole at 200 yards with a 30-odd-6 Remington 700 with a good Leopold scope. I did buy a Remington 700 308 that was owned by the head of the Dallas SWAT team about 15 years ago. That was the I bought it from a gun shop where he had it on consignment. I did buy that, and even not being the best shot, I could shoot a deer at 600 yards with it. All right, I'm now getting off into things I like doing. It's not that I like killing the deer. It's the primitive thing of doing the hunting. You get into that mode, and then you butcher it, and you eat it, and it's just it's what humans do. I know you like to go buy it at the store, and you know it's in a, wrapped up in plastic, but now I'm digressing off into a bunch of other issues that really don't matter. But that's where the V thing really originates with the British, and then why it got picked up, because I don't want to say it on air with children listening, but it's kind of like the middle finger to the French. Whenever the French or others were invading, the archers would, you see it in Braveheart similar, they would moon them. That's a military thing that the British and Scots would do. It was very insulting. They would pull their pants down, and then they would dangle their fingers in front of them, their two fingers, and just go, "We are going to kill you. We are going." So I guess the media could spin that and say it's violent, but I mean it as peaceful as V4 victory against tyranny, awakening, and coming together. I'm going to talk about that towards the end of the hour. I got to get into the really scary news. I just want to be happy and have freedom. I can't believe it. I knew they were going to do it. Gibbs said he was, and then he did in the State of the Union. They have a strategy there. Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech soon. And that is up on Infowars.com. It's confirmed by CBS News and Newsweek. We're going to break that down on the other side of this important break. And I got some other important surprises coming up. And we're going to get back into this other report. Shocker. Citizen spy networks to be given immunity. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all,
that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Well,
I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9, so fine.
I was about to get into Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech and a new anti-gun legislative agenda, and I will. But during the break, the producer showed me an article on Drudge. And it's also on Fox News, and they're calling it Taking Liberties in Your Face, New Hampshire Supreme Court to decide if mother too religious to homeschool children. You can't even have your own religion in this country. There it is from the AP. Group asked court to consider removing girl from homeschool. What did California rule 3 years ago? It got overturned that parents do not have control of their children, that the state is the ultimate guardian, and that homeschooling would then be illegal. Unless you had a teaching certificate, and then would have to have approved curriculum. Now, if you want to homeschool and don't want earth worship taught to your children, that's the new religion in schools, all over the country, they're saying you're not allowed to teach Christianity to your children. I mean, you cannot make this up. My children are homeschooled. They're taught a Christian curriculum. I mean, this has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Have you figured that out yet? That this government is pure. I want that mother on if we can get her. Is pure tyranny. The live free or die state? Oh, that's terrorist. Got to get rid of that name. It's on their license plate. New Hampshire? And they're trying to say that you can't teach your children what you want and teach things from a Christian perspective? I mean, I'm speechless, but I'm not. This is par for the course. I mean, look at this article we covered in the first hour. Bill would protect big sis citizen spies from lawsuit. Infowars.com, shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity. We're trying to make that the number one Google search term today. Please put it in right now. Citizen spy networks, 3 words, citizen spy networks. I mean, they've got a list of tyrannical things to do, and they're making a list and checking it twice and making sure they implement every stinking bit of it. And Gibbs said the day before, but Monday, before the State of the Union, he said, yes, the president will call for new gun legislation. And then he didn't. And NBC and others, you know, InfoWars had reported it with people like, oh, see, he didn't. No, he's good. No, they're going to introduce legislation. It's CBS, MSNBC, Newsweek. They're all reporting it right now. Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech soon. And here's the Newsweek. We've got it on screen. White House to push gun control. Victim disarmament. Obama, now listen to this. Obama intentionally did not mention gun control in his State of the Union. But aides say that in the next 2 weeks, the administration will unveil a campaign to get Congress to toughen existing laws. Well, you already do an instant check and are registered in. They're already just denying people. Rahm Emanuel's called for, if they want to put you on a no-fly list with no judge, jury, or reason, now you're on a no-gun buy list. This is actually happening, and I am pretty much speechless. I mean, there's no doubt you cannot homeschool your kids if you're a Christian. We're going to take them. We're going to put them in public school. You must take forced inoculations. We're going to put surveillance blimps up, scanning your face and license plate. We're going to have citizen spies everywhere who are immune from prosecution for bad behavior. I mean, just, oh, we're building FEMA camps, but we're not. It's a nightmare. Wake up. Get out of your trance. And I know you, the listeners, are out of your trance, but we got to get other people out. And prominent people who I know are out there and are upset about what's happening, now's the time to put up or shut up. And I mean that respectfully. Now's the time to use your power and your treasure and your name, whoever you are, to start speaking out or there's no future. This is a scientific plan for authoritarian control. It's publicly been deployed. It's pretty much a RAND Corporation CFR hybrid. They've done it in the third world over and over again. Our government is illegitimate. It has funded more than 50 times that we know of the overthrow of governments to put dictators in. I mean, that's what the people that run this country want, so they can steal and get away with all the crimes they've already committed. Arizona Congressman Jeff Flake and Raul Garavelva sit next to the empty seat of Representative Gabrielle Giffords on Capitol Hill before Obama's recent State of the Union. Well, she's not anti-gun, and the father of the poor little dead girl and the mommy have said, don't use her death to take people's guns. We've already lost so many rights after 9/11 with the airports. I have to travel, and it's horrible what the TSA does. That's the father. They don't care. They don't care. We need to get the father and others now who don't want to politicize this to stand up and fight. At the beginning of the State of the Union address, President Obama tipped his hat to Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who's now recuperating. He didn't tip his hat. He said, it's all good to have parties and arguments, but then we got a congresswoman shot. Remember that when he quoted that? The message was, your guns caused this. And they're going to use Mexico. You watch. They're always trying to blame the guns from here on that when they're a small part of it. And they know that. The cartels are buying it internationally and buying it from the military. They got fully auto. They got rocket launchers. You know, they just caught a Navy SEAL a month ago trying to sell stuff to the Mexican cartel. Rocket launchers and grenades. You don't buy that at the gun shop. We need our guns to protect ourselves with this collapsing economy. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, t-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again,
there.
Go to gusset.com/America today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four,
Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
I'm chasing down a memory of the way things used to be. Kids playing underneath an old street light, knowing they were safe when they laid down at night. I'm looking for something I ain't seen in a while. I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know somebody please tell me where I'm looking for America. I'm searching for an old church steeple where inside you'll find people who live their lives unashamed and they ain't afraid to say God's name out loud. Just woke up one day and it was gone, long gone. But I know in my heart it's still out there. Can somebody please tell me where I'm looking for America? Truth, a few folks to wave the red, white, and blue. Still believe freedom isn't free, and I guess it's up to you and me to find it. Yeah, we gotta find it, 'cause we're looking for the land of the free and the home of the brave. It seems like I just woke up.
Gussett, Made in America Blue Jeans, has gotten behind this song. What an amazing musician, Mark Wills. You can go listen to the song for free on the website, gussett.com/America. They've also got some deals where you can get free T-shirts and the music CD when you get a couple pairs of the jeans. They got motorcycle jeans, regular jeans. That's the type of music we need to hear on. That's a lot better than most country music I hear on the radio, I'm here to tell you. We got another great country music guy, Weldon Henson, right here in our office. But I tell you, Mark Wills doing a great job in pointing out that globalism has destroyed jobs in this country. So go find out more at gussett.com/America. And I think that song deserves to be heard. You can also see some newscasts covering the song at gussett.com/America. And you can read the lyrics there as well and see what Diamond Gussett's doing to try to get Americans to start buying American again for the quality and everything else that goes along with it. But get his Looking for America track there for free at gusset.com/America. Gusset spelled GUSSET.com/America. And talking about trying to get America back, here's Fox News. Too religious for homeschool. The state is coming with an injunction saying that the mother is teaching her 11-year-old from a Christian perspective. It's just amazing to see this type of stuff going on in America. Where is America? Where has America gone? Well, we know where it's gone. It's fallen to the New World Order. And by admitting that we have a world government upon us, we can reverse what's happened by rediscovering the Bill of Rights culture, rediscovering liberty and freedom. But if we don't do that, if we don't speak up, see, we have this image in our minds, at least I see the media pushing it, that we're all fighting with each other, and it's left, right, black, white, old, young, north, south, east, west. And that if there was a solution to what's happening, they never illustrate what the real problems are. The mainstream media gives you false problems and gives you false solutions to give them more power. And they also send out these archetypal images that you've got to have a hero that does it all for you. And no, it's all of us together doing little things every day that are going to save this republic. And that message goes out around the world with great patriots that are fighting the globalists and the eugenicists in Chile, Mexico, Canada, Europe, Africa, the Middle East, Asia. There are people everywhere standing up. You know, they have a top UN official came out in the last 2 days and say that, you know, there's evidence that 9/11 is an inside job and they're calling for his firing. I mean, this stuff is out there. And there are citizens out there in groups fighting back against the court trying to force this woman to put her kid in public school. So they're testing us. They're trying to overwhelm us. They're trying to wear us out. They're trying to break our will. But it's so incredible that they've introduced legislation. Same guy who's been out there supporting the Emergency Centers Act, New York Republican Peter King, Homeland Security chairman for the Democrats, the See Something, Say Something campaign. They want, quote, good citizens who report suspicious activity not facing consequences of misidentifying innocent behavior as extremist or terror. And we get the training manuals, Ron Paul stickers, Bob Barr stickers, in the Fed type stuff. It's just unspeakable. I mean, I don't have words to describe how serious this is. And now we have Newsweek today. This is up on Infowars.com. White House to push gun control. Obama intentionally did not mention gun control in his State of the Union. Yeah, he did. He said it's okay to have parties fighting with each other until the congresswoman got shot. That was the first thing he said in the speech. You can just pull up his speech. It's the first thing he said was demonizing the Second Amendment. It's all well and good for us to argue and fight with each other until you see something like happened with the shootings in Tucson, Arizona. The tragedy there. That fake voice he uses. And we see everybody here sitting together. That's what we need more of. I mean, sit down, shut up, follow their agenda as they launch the citizen spies. And see, they admit in this article, they talked to insiders at the White House, Newsweek report, CBS reporting the same thing, that they said, well, we didn't want to energize the pro-gunners. We didn't want to make this a big public thing. We understand how much anger there is. Yeah, they know in polls now, upwards of 70% are pro-gun. They're losing. People are getting into guns. All the liberals I know under Bush started buying guns. They're figuring out that it's about being free. A slave is disarmed. And so they're in trouble on their abortion agenda, on their gun-grabbing agenda, on their North American Union agenda, on their fluoride agenda, on their war agenda. What, 2 weeks ago, it was in the New York Times, 76% of Americans want to end the Afghan war now. And that's even a spun poll. It's probably higher. And what did Gates, the head of the Defense Department, say? Secretary of Defense said, we don't care what the people are saying. You see, it's not our country, they're telling us. This is going to continue. Even though I've had Colonel Anthony Schaefer and countless others that have actually been over there saying our presence is making it worse. But that's the plan. Create extremists that are angry. It continues. But throughout the hour-long speech, he never addressed the issue at the core of Gifford's tragedy, gun control. Really, it's at the core of it, Newsweek? I thought at the core was a guy taking hallucinogens every day who was a devil worshiper, probably under mind control. But throughout the hour-long speech, he never addressed, yeah, he did at the very start, the issue at the core of Gifford's tragedy, gun control, and what lawmakers would or should do to reform American firearm access laws. And they're going to claim the government, with no judge or jury, you watch, can just say you're mentally ill. You know they've already been trying since under Clinton to just say that troops have PTSD when they don't, and grandpa goes to buy his grandson a gun. I've talked to grandpas, no criminal record, and they say, we're not going to tell you why, but you can't buy guns. No judge, no jury. It's like the no-fly list, which they want to be a no-gun-buy list. They just put you on a list. They're going to say they've got to ban more than one purchase of a, quote, assault weapon at a time. That's any semi-automatic handgun or rifle or shotgun. Because I know what they've already been pushing. I know what their agenda is. You watch, that's what's going to happen. They're announcing that these legislation's coming. They don't say what it is. They just say, oh, so this stuff doesn't happen again. And then every time there's a shooting, they blame the Second Amendment and say more. They can't stand it. But now that they've got the instant check, they have the instant denial with no proof. Now they want to codify that into law and claim, well, we think you're an extremist or we think you're dangerous. And they're also going to try to bring back in the assault weapons ban and ban many types of firearms. I mean, this is it. This is the big gauntlet being thrown down, declaration of war against liberty. So there was no mention of gun control. This was intentional, according to the White House. An administration official says Obama didn't mention guns in his speech because of the omnipresent. This is the one thing that wakes Americans up. Because of the omnipresent controversy surrounding the Second Amendment and gun control. Tuesday's speech was designed to be more about the economy. Yeah, so they can keep robbing us. And how, as Obama repeated 9 times, the U.S. could win the future. Sit down, shut up, do what they say, and it'll be all right. But in the next 2 weeks, the White House will unveil a new gun control effort in which it will urge Congress to strengthen current laws, which now allow some mentally unstable people, such as alleged Arizona shooter Jared Loughner, to obtain certain assault weapons, a handgun, in some cases without even a background check. They did a background check on him. That's a lie. That he did the NICS. Tuesday night, after the speech, Obama's advisor, David Ploeff, said in NBC News that the president would not let the moment after Arizona shootings pass without pushing for some change in law to prevent another similar incident. It's a very important issue, and one I know there's going to be to debate about on the Hill. And it just goes on from there. And Kurt Nemo's got a report on this, dealing with it at Infowars.com, giving you the real breakdown of what's happening on that front. Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech soon. And, you know, I'll go a few weeks now without doing Google bombs on air, which reach, in some cases, millions of new people, always tens of thousands, even if it's not a big success. Resistance is success. But we launched one at the beginning of the broadcast from the article, Shocker, Citizen Spy Networks to be Given Immunity. We want you to search the term Citizen Spy Networks. Please continue doing that. It should be number one in the next hour or so on Google Trends. Then a lot of other media picks up on it and reports on it, and it links back to our stories. Or if you copy our stories to your website, to you, I don't care. I want the word to get out. It's why I make expensive video productions and fly people around. I got guys flying to Alaska right now because I'm in an info war. I'm in a fight for liberty. I don't have any future if we don't expose these people. And the truth is the weapon in the info war. But I want to do another search term. And if you'll put that Infowars.com Nemo article back up, I will extract a term from it and give that out as another search term that hopefully here in the third hour, well, we can get out there to everybody. The article is Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech soon. Let's make gun-grabbing number two search today. We've already got one that's certainly going to be number one thanks to your efforts against the globalist. Gun-grabbing, G-U-N-G-R-A-B-B-I-N-G. And that will lead them to everybody else that's got gun grabbing in their headlines that are anti-victim disarmament. And it will lead them to our articles, just another move against them. Gun grabbing. In fact, let's not just make it gun grabbing. Let's make it Obama gun grabbing. You can do three words. Obama gun grabbing. Search term. Obama. You know how to spell Barry Sotaro's fake name. O-B-A-M-A. Obama gun grabbing. Let's strike back now. Will it save us? No, but the overall resistance will. Resistance is victory. V for victory. Obama gun grabbing. Hit him and hit him hard. Now, I had an epiphany Wednesday morning after watching Obama's speech his State of the Destruction of the Union. And that was the globalists have always hated this country. They've hated it because it's an example of liberty, private property, the family, the Second Amendment. They hate it. And if they can take it over, they're going to win. Now, everybody knows that. That's simple. But the epiphany or the deep understanding, I was there in the shower and I was actually almost shaking with understanding and just the desire to warn people and resist and have victory against these people because I know we've got it in us if we just take action. And it hit me. They hate this country. That's why they love stealing tens of trillions of dollars. That's why they want another $100 trillion, Bloomberg and AP reporting, to the private bankers. $100 trillion. Oh, yeah, we covered that yesterday. Those numbers are so incredible, which they can then leverage against us. But if they can't get our guns, they can at least destroy our economy, ship our jobs to China, set up one-way trade deals that destroy us. They can at least poison our water. They can at least dumb us down. They can at least try to force vaccines on us. They can at least turn our neighbors against us and turn us all against each other so we're all paranoid, don't talk about politics like it's dirty and a bad word, a chilling effect. And that's why they're doing all of this. These are control freaks who hate goodness, who hate honor. They're criminals. They need to protect what they've built, what they've stolen. And for anybody who is sitting on the fence, don't forget Reuters, Bloomberg last year. In fact, we'll just put it on screen, type it into the search engine. Great crew, does such a wonderful job pulling this stuff up. I'll give you the exact headline. Insurance company made secret deal with Veterans Affairs to take death benefits 11 years ago. And this is a meeting with one big insurance company. But all the big ones got in there, not just Prudential. And they made a deal. They said, well, we have troops paying in for death benefits if they die. Insurance, we have them sign up for. We push on them. Can we just keep that money? And they said, yeah, just take it. But you'll have to do a procedure where you send them paperwork that tricks them when they sign it, tell them they're about to get the money, and then they don't get it. Veterans Agency made secret deal over benefits. I mean, guys, criminal pure scum. Last night, I'm going to come back and get into the really key issues, but I keep saying I'm going to tell this story. Every day when I get gas or buy stuff at the corner store, all these guys I've known for a couple years, they are all joining the Navy. One guy comes in, and this is their friend. And they were out there smoking cigarettes around their truck. They were about to close last night at about 9:30. And they said, hey, Alex, come on over. We checked out Project Shed you told us about. And the one guy that's gotten two of them in the gas station to sign up for the Navy. And I'm not saying that's inherently bad, but they're going to hurt them and use them. I told them about Project Shed and how they nerve gas and spray the troops with radiation and kill them. And the guy said, well, that's why we're honorable. We do it for our country. And I said, it's not honorable to have the government nerve gas troops with VX nerve gas. See, I mean, you got these young 20-year-old guys who think they're bulletproof, and they think it's cute and funny to take experimental vaccines that's illegal, to be used as guinea pigs, to have chemicals sprayed on them, to have biological sprayed on them. And the two guys he's gotten to sign up, though, they're always asking me questions now, and they're all freaked out. And he's there like I'm trying to cut in on his bevy of girls or something that he's about to ship off to Shanghai, just going, oh, they're going to like it. Come on, they're going to like it. And, I mean, you're just sitting there looking at it, at the foolishness, at the foolishness. You like when your husband dies, you find out the government stole your money? I mean, these people aren't playing games. Admit they're criminals.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Blitzing through other important news here in the final segment, Republicans revive proposed legislation to force ISPs to retain user data. No judge, no jury, no Fourth Amendment, forcing them, and that's very expensive, to store data. That is just incredible. For 2 years, just store everything guilty until proven innocent. That report's up there. Here is a PC World article. Google comes under fire for a secret relationship with NSA, National Security Agency. Google was set up with InQtel money from the CIA. That's not even debated. It was set up through MIT 11 years ago, and it, or now 12, 1999. Now it dominates everything. And they're saying they're going to start censoring alternative news sites and basically only allow listings for mainstream sites. I mean, that's Chinese-style net censorship right there. That was announced earlier on on Sunday. Drudge carried our report for a day and a half dealing with it. It got massive attention, thank goodness. But this is happening. Google comes under fire from a secret relationship with NSA. Consumer watchdog and advocacy group largely focused on recent years on Google's privacy practices has called on congressional investigation of the Internet giant's cozy relationship with U.S. President Barack Obama. They also asked them to investigate the relationship between Google and several government agencies. Well, yeah, they're based at a NASA facility. It goes on to talk about why do they have secretive relationships and secret airfields with the U.S. National Security Agency. And it goes through all the how they're stealing Wi-Fi connection data. They are the NSA snoop. What do you think the keyword search technology is? That's NSA echelon. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. DHS to end color code threat level. That's out of Wired Magazine. And this is just because basically everything's going to be orange now. It's a permanent state of police state. And it also came out under Governor Ridge. He admitted they would issue fake terror alerts for political gain. Source on that, MSNBC in his book. That's pretty criminal, isn't it? Continuing with this news and information here. I covered this earlier, but I want to get back into it more tomorrow because it's such a big deal. Congress will probe special exemptions to health care law that Obama administration gave select unions and businesses. Well, of course they did. I mean, it's on record that if you're a political contributor like McDonald's, you don't have to buy insurance for employees, but all your competition does. That's the heart of tyranny. It's so the government controls everything in a fascist system. They socialize the middle class wealth to transfer it to the robber barons. Then everybody else is dependent on them because it's either a government job or a government contract. Now they're making that secret and saying they're only going to give it to their friends. I mean, this is how they're going to control everything, is with money. And then there's another one out of the Wall Street Journal. They're now announcing at Love Field Airport in Dallas that taxi drivers that have vans or cars that are natural gas powered will get to cut in front of everyone at the queue picking up customers. That's an incredible economic attack. Total discrimination. There's no law. They're just announcing we control the cops. They're going to direct anybody with a sticker up to the front. I mean, this is so incredible. And you add it together with the citizen spies in New Hampshire saying, we're not going to let you teach Christianity in homeschooling. We're going to take your kid, you know, put him in public school. I mean, it's just pouring in. They're telling you torture's good. Secret arrest is good. It's just pure evil everywhere. Taking the vets' pension funds when they die, stealing their death benefits. Major banks have pled guilty to $356 billion in drug money, but they're just getting a slap on the wrist civilly. They're buying the aircraft for the Mexican drug cartels. I covered that a few days ago. It's just pure criminality. And they want to get rid of the laws and the Bill of Rights so they can rob us even more and not get in trouble for what they've done so many crimes, folks. They got to go all the way. They've already destroyed us economically. And now the shoe's starting to drop. The other shoe, the balloon's going up. That's what tyranny's about, folks. And you're about to really find out. Those of you out there that are like, oh, don't be angry. Be positive. Sit down and shut up. Look at this article. Dallas Cabbies play political football with city leaders. Oh, they're playing political football because they don't like being discriminated against if they don't have a natural gas car. This is how it's going to work. You do what they say, or the police with no law just show up and arrest your butt. You try to cut in front when they're doing this, you'll be arrested. Key information coming up in retransmission.